This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I have in studio now half a dozen young women from the Red Storm softball team. They play in downtown Little League, which is the largest Little League that I know of in Manhattan. Over 1,000 kids play at a number of fields throughout Battery Park. And I have Barry here as the coach of the team. So, Barry, it's Boomer Craig. How you doing?
Good morning. Good. Thank you for having me.
So, I got word that something kind of unjust happened to your team, and we like to consider ourselves every now and then a bastion of what's right and wrong. We're not always right, but we want to know that the girls and any kids playing in sports have a great experience. DLL typically provides that. I want to say that just out of the gate. And over 1,000 kids, there will be problems every year because it's a lot of kids. But they are a very, very well thought of league. Typically, I do not get along with them for full transparency, but that's got nothing to do with this. I just heard a story that your team was a number 3 seed in a playoff situation and wasn't afforded the opportunity to play in a game and was disqualified from the playoffs without ever playing. So I just wanted to find out what happened, how we can maybe rectify it.
Correct. There was a rain delay last Saturday, and due to the games getting pushed back, the league president, Andrew Zelter, made a unilateral decision to disqualify the number 3 team, which was Red Storm, allow the number 4 team, seeded team, to play the number 1 team and continue their game, and gave the number 2 team, which not only is the league president, he manages that team, and his daughter plays on that team, disqualified us and gave his team a pass to the championship game without allowing our girls to have even one playoff game.
So if the 4 played the 1, that game ended, and they do have a monopoly on those fields, so I know field couldn't have been an issue.
Correct.
And the weather allowed them to play, why didn't you guys play them after that first game?
The decision was made by Andrew Zelter and the league that we weren't permitted to play.
Did they give you a reason why you couldn't play?
They gave explanations of no umpires, no field time, unable to field a team. His team was unable to field a team 2 or 3 hours later to have a canceled game made up as an alternate time. When we left the field at about 2:30 that day, he said, we have options. Andrew Zelter told me we have options to play at 6 p.m. today or 10 a.m. the next day on Sunday.
Okay. And at 6 p.m., were your girls at the field ready to play?
Absolutely. My entire team waited the entire day, 8 hours on the field.
Where was their team?
I was told they were at Harry's Pizza having a pizza party at 3 in the afternoon, a couple of blocks from the field.
That's good. We're going out for a pizza party today, girls.
Well, a pizza party sounds like fun.
Yes.
And what was the party to celebrate making it to the championship game?
I wasn't there, but I can't imagine he had the intention of playing because his number 1 player on the team, he gave to another team to play at 6 o'clock, not even in our league.
God, so I don't get into that part of it. So your girls are at the field when you're told to be there. You're waiting at the field to play in this game. They never show up. If he's at a pizza place nearby, could anyone contact him?
One of the league commissioners, Mickey Whitman, was trying to contact him, and he told us that Andrew Zelter was indisposed and that now he was midtown and he'd be back at the field at some point to speak to us.
All right, so they come back. So at some point, all the girls are sitting at the field and someone comes to you guys and they say, hey, we're really sorry. You're disqualified. You don't even get to earn your way into the championship game. And they just put out a rule that they get to get in.
At 8:10, Andrew Zelter came back to the field to speak to the other coach and myself and Mickey Whitman. And he said, what is it you'd like to do? And we said we wanted to play the game earlier. But since that's not happening because you weren't here, we'd like you disqualified. You forfeited because we're here. They said that's not an option. And the third option
was, why don't you just play Sunday morning?
Well, that was the option. And the number 4 team, who was actually in the championship, that coach is Ahab, he was actually there with us and said, I don't mind that there's no championship game. We'll have 2 playoff games in the interest of the girls and let all the girls play and everybody's a winner. And we agreed to that. And Andrew Zelter said, no, that's not what he's going to rule.
Got it. And what's your name?
Lola.
Lola, so you're going to speak for all the girls, right? So,
okay.
Is that cool?
So okay.
When, what do you want to say on behalf of the girls on the team? Because I read some of the emails you guys wrote. If you want to just explain to people how you guys felt about how you guys got treated there that day.
Well, I was really mad because I really wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't there because I had to do something. But okay. I wanted my team to play.
You wanted the other girls to play. Yeah. I respect that.
Like Leia was at the field.
So, Leia, why don't you go over there and just hit the microphone. Just walk us through what happened and how you guys reacted to it.
So, basically, we got to the field that morning when we were supposed to play at 1 o'clock. And it just started pouring, and we were waiting for a very long time.
Sure.
And they told us that we were going to play a game at 5:30, and they never showed up, but our whole team was there.
So you guys sat there the whole day ready to play. The other team never showed up, and then that team put themselves into the championship game. And let me guess who won the championship game. That team.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I will say this, you know, I will offer that you can beat up on the Boomer and Carton softball all-stars if you'd like.
Yes. So one of the things we want to do is we want to make sure that you guys get to play one more game. I know a lot of girls go to camp. Not everyone's here. But the next time you guys are all together as a team, we would like to invite you guys and your parents. We'll figure out the field and all that stuff to play a real softball game against a team that Boomer and I put together. And we'll play you in a 9-inning softball game, and it'll be your championship game. But you guys have to.
That would be amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm the pitcher, by the way.
Does that sound like a doable solution?
They would love to have closure on the season. They didn't get to have a game-ending team photo or anything, so they would love to play you, and I think we would love to accept that challenge.
All right, what's the challenge? It's on like Donkey Kong.
I would say this. I only have one side of it, respectfully. I'm not saying you've lied about anything, but I don't have the other side of it. But I would just say, I'm familiar with the DLL. Like I said, they do a lot of things really, really well. There's certain aspects of the league that I despise and don't care for, but that's my own agenda. But I would say that if it's the way you guys positioned it, it's wrong. And you shouldn't just put a team into a championship game because your daughter's on it or anything else. You should always bend over backwards to make sure that all the kids have the same experience. You're going to lose games, right? And you may have lost the game, but you should have had the opportunity to play. And the dads like you and the parents that are here and the volunteers that try to do the right thing, I would just hope that you guys don't lose faith in what youth sports is all about. And for you girls, not everything always goes the right way. And sometimes you deal with people that may not have your best interests. But if you guys keep your heads up and always act with grace and class, at the end of the day, you guys will always win. So you're going to have an opportunity to play against me and Boomer and maybe Matt Martin from the Toronto Maple Leafs and John Franco, who I know you know his daughter, who plays in the league with you guys, and a whole bunch of other really well-known people. And we'll come down and maybe we'll play in that same field you were supposed to play on. But when we come to play, we're going to try to win.
Oh, we're going to definitely win.
So just come ready to play.
I'm not taking you guys lightly, for sure.
Don't lose faith. And play. I know that a lot of you are saying, I don't want to play softball next year. Play softball next year.
All right? Definitely play.
Play softball. Whether it's that league or another league, don't stop playing because you love it, and don't ever rob yourself of something you love. Fair enough? All right? And one little secret, sometimes adults stink. All right? Sometimes that happens.
That happens.
But as long as you have Barry and your mom and dad there who always look out for you, at the end of the day, you'll always have a great experience, okay? And I'm glad you guys came in. Any last thought, Barry? Are we good?
No, thank you. This means everything to the girls and us to be recognized.
Well, we're going to get a date in the next couple weeks, hopefully, and we'll meet you down at Battery Park, and we'll play on that field. We'll get a permit for it, and we'll go play a little softball, and maybe if we win, you guys will buy some Harry's Pizza.
Sounds good, right?
Hang tight one sec.
Good job,
do I need another break hour now? Oh, I'm good? Oh, there you have it. Very good. So what do you want me to do now? I got you. I would just say this about youth sports, because it's a bugaboo of mine, and that is there's so much good in it that when you hear a story like this, it pisses me off because you have a group of kids who did nothing wrong.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
And when adults decide something, decisions based on what's good for adults, or for maybe in this case, I'm not sure, yes or no, you know, one guy's team or one guy's kid, and you forget about everyone. That's why sports sometimes gets a bad rap.
Well, yeah, you know what ends up happening in a situation like this. First and foremost, let's not forget the weather was a big issue, and because Saturday was brutal,
right?
And you know, and it just puts everybody in a really bad, tough spot. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a tough moment for you. I know, Dad, and I know it's tough for the kids, but you know, we've all been through it, right? I mean, I had two kids in sports, and you always run into something that's going to be really tough to deal with, and it's part of life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.